The Clash and Train in Vain. Now, exactly a year after his death, relatives and friends of Raoul Moat have gathered at the spot where he committed suicide following his deadly shooting rampage. In the early hours of yesterday morning, flowers and messages were left at a tree in Rothbury in Northumberland. Locals have described the moonlit vigil as disrespectful, while the families of Moat's ex-girlfriend Samantha Stobart have called for the gunman's relatives to stay away and let him rest in peace. But Moat's family have left an open letter for the people of Rothbury, claiming that the actions of a broken man over 1 week of his 37 years do not show the true man, not the man we knew and loved. Well, do you think Raoul Moat's family have a right to publicly mourn his death? Just because we may think of him as a murderous monster, does that mean his brother shouldn't be allowed to lay flowers in the place where he died? Do call 0500 288 291. I'm joined by Barbara Want, journalist and broadcaster. Good afternoon, Barbara.
Good afternoon.
And first of all, let's go to Trina O'Driscoll, who's a reporter for Real Radio in the Northeast. Trina, Real Radio covered this, of course, as it happened.
Yes, indeed. We were told that this tribute was going to be made by one of our contacts, so we headed up to Rothbury on Saturday evening. We weren't really sure who or when anyone would turn up, and there was a police presence in Rothbury on Saturday night. These around 10 friends and family turned up just before 1 o'clock on Sunday morning. Then they left these floral tributes at the riverbank where Raoul Moat died. They also left this letter to people in the town before holding a minute silence at 1:12 a.m., which was exactly a year after Raoul Moat died.
And who were the people who arrived there?
Well, they were friends and family, and we were the only people there to speak to Raoul Moat's brother, Angus, who'd led the tributes. He told us that he wanted people in Rothbury to know that they weren't disrespecting them by being there. They weren't trying to take any delight in the occasion or what happened this time last year, but saying that they had the right as human beings to try and mourn the passing of a loved one. And Angus Moat told us that he feels they're being treated as if they've done something wrong.
And did they then leave flowers and messages there? Could they leave them there for a while?
Well, they've left these. They've left a number of bunches of flowers and this letter. We've heard that maybe the council will come along and remove them, but certainly the letter asked people in Rothbury not to move them and leave them there as a tribute.
What's the reaction of local people?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, in the run-up to the anniversary, Real Radio had an exclusive story about how people, so-called Moat tourists, were turning up, reenacting what Raoul Moat did with the lying down on the riverbank and having a so-called gun to his head. After that, people in Rothbury told us they didn't want the anniversary to be noted at all. They just want people to completely forget what happened there last year. And indeed, they've told us they want Rothbury to be thought of as a tourist attraction for a very, very different reason.
And these Moat tourists, do we know who any of them were?
Well, we spoke to someone who lives overlooking the riverbank where all this happened, and she told us that there were children as young as 5 lying down and reenacting what happened. But certainly a number of people over the last year have been turning up and doing this.
Thank you very much indeed, Trina O'Driscoll. Barbara Want, as I mentioned, joins us. Let's just mention that last point first, because that is a bit of a showstopper there. People have been arriving at the scene where he died with 5-year-old children and reenacting it.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry at that. I can't quite believe it. It's almost comical. It's so ludicrous. The fact that the kids are as young as 5. I mean, children at that age don't know what they're doing, do they? I mean, I think that is quite sad, really, that people find that fun to do. Very, very sad.
Is it acceptable for the relatives to come and leave flowers and a letter?
Of course it's acceptable. This story makes me feel very sad. I just wonder how intolerant we can...